North Carolina fell a bit in the most recent rankings of solar energy production across the nation. Despite the dip, WFAE's Ben Bradford reports the solar landscape still looks strong, at least this year.
North Carolina developers launched 33 megawatts of new solar facilities last quarter. That's a fraction the size of even a small coal plant. The state slowed from building the second most solar in the nation last year to fourth most. That's all according to solar energy analyst GTM Research. But GTM's Corey Honeyman says don't focus on the dip. There are a lot of projects in the pipeline this year.
North Carolina's market is very much in transition. So I think what was really interesting about what happened there was not necessarily what came online, but how developers are sort of responding to several different forces.
One force is Duke Energy. The company plans to nearly double its solar footprint in North Carolina by the end of next year by buying 300 megawatts of solar from developers. Honeyman says there were a lot of applicants looking for the security of a large contract with Duke.
We actually saw more than 2.5 gigawatts submitted by developers.
For fans of the movie Back to the Future, that's enough power to send two DeLoreans back in time.
1.21 gigawatts! Great God! What the hell is a gigawatt?
The other main forces are tax credits. The state offers a 35% credit for solar developers, but it's set to expire at the end of next year. The federal government offers its own 30% credit, but that expires after 2016. So developers are responding by preparing a rush of projects. The North Carolina Utilities Commission has received well over 100 applications since the start of the year. So the worry is less about a small dip right now and more about what happens when the credits are set to expire. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.